From this point, you can see huts 6, 7 and 8 in explanatory panel number 4. A site plan will enable you to identify them, providing also graphical information to complete the explanation. Hut 6, more or less isolated in the centre of the excavated area, has a rectangular floor plan with rounded corners and was built in Roman times. It had an earth floor, no remains of a hearth were found inside. On the floor, a number of archaeological materials were found, such as glass and pottery shards, an iron key, nails and stone loom weights, leading to the suspicion of the existence of one or several looms and the use of the space as a textile workshop. This was a very large hut that, following its abandonment and with the passage of time, became heavily damaged. The raising was also due to stone robbers and the plough used many years later to plough the lands occupied the hill fort, where, amongst other crops, wheat was grown. Several alterations to the walls of the buildings were noted during the excavation, as well as a walled-up door to the north wall replaced by one to the east. Inside the hut, a complex network of small drainage channels carved out of the rock and remains from previous structures were found. The door has not been completely rebuilt because its exact dimensions are not known. Hut 7, under the walkway, has a rectangular floor plan with rounded corners. It was built in pre-Roman times using small stones, mainly slate and mud. In the 1st century AD, the door was altered and the walls strengthened, maybe with a view to adding a second story. Towards the centre of the hut, during the Iron Age, stood a slate slab that was turned red due to the action of the fire. You will find a photograph in panel 4. Later on in Roman times, this hearth was hidden by a new earth floor laid inside the hut. Hut 8 dates from the Iron Age. Originally, it had an elliptical floor plan. It was completely transformed in Roman times. The roof was dismantled and the northern third of the hut was terraced up to the most western room of the hut 2. The large dimensions of the hut and its position close to the sauna suggest communal use. In the 1st century AD, part of the old hut kept its former function. During this time, the floor inside the hut was paved with slate set edgewise. This technique, named chapacunya, is a traditional type of paving used in the region until recently. Nowadays, the chapacunya has been covered with a layer of gravel to protect it from the frost. A photograph has been included in panel 4.